Hi, and welcome to
It's now time for Breaking Chains with 231 Ladies Night, where we work to give females increased self-esteem, establish a healthier self-identity, and motivate females to obtain high noble character as detailed in scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio.
Hi, and welcome to 231 Ladies Night. On tonight, we will be discussing. Could you please mute your phone?
You know, that's what I'm talking about. And Thomas is real bad. What? Thomas are
not real. Could you please go ahead and mute your phone? I can't hear there's a lot of background noise.
Because she told me Cece was at home with puppet strings and had OG dancing, and she didn't even know.
Hi, and welcome to tonight, P31P Ladies Night. Tonight, we will be discussing hearing God's voice, and when do you know that it is actually God's voice? And we're going to start off as we normally do. We're going to start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we come before you humbly, Lord God, and repent, Lord, of any sins, Lord God, and anything that may have been unpleasing to you. And, Lord, let this prayer on tonight just touch even if one person, Lord God, for you said if
yes,
you could
Lord.
Draw one on tonight, Lord God, that you would keep
yes,
them in
Lord
perfect
God.
Peace on tonight, Lord God. And God, we thank
Lord.
You for everything that you've done thus far and even everything that will take place on tonight's show, Lord God. We thank you,
thank
Lord,
you Lord
God, and we pray many blessings upon your people on tonight. On tonight, we
Amen.
Will be discussing hearing God's voice, and how do you actually know that you're hearing from God?
Amen. Good evening, Saints. Not to reiterate, but as you said, we will be discussing the voice of God on tonight. We are asking a series of questions. I have spoken to a couple of other individuals just to brief you to find out what it is that others could relate to and how their first-time experiences were. So tonight we're going to do just a questionnaire basically explaining the questions that the young ladies that I spoke with asked me about. I explained to them what we were talking about on tonight and what questions they may have had in the beginning stages of this. So we'll start off tonight with experience. What was your experience with hearing the voice of God?
My experience with hearing the voice of God was I was asleep, and I was in my room alone, and I could just hear someone talking. And, of course, it scared me because I sat straight up and I began to look around and like, okay, there's no one in here but me. But then I became so familiar because it's a very still voice. He will wake you up in the middle of the night. He will speak to you while you're working, while you're driving, and you just become so familiar with that still voice.
Amen. My second question, how do you know when it is God speaking? That is a lot of questions. There is a lot of are a lot of questions that individuals have and saints, so people of God, and maybe people that are not there yet, that are not saved, that have not experienced that before. So how would they know when God is speaking, when it is God speaking and not a familiar spirit?
The way that I learned to distinguish God's voice is if I was thinking or contemplating on doing something, and you know, I would be talking to God, and if I would say I'm just contemplating, just say I wanted a new car or something was going on in my life and I needed guidance and direction. To be honest, the way that I first learned that it was actually God speaking to me was if I did something and God told me not to. I will never forget, I was, went to a conference, and it was late when the conference ended. It was like, well, it was a revival. It was probably about 2 in the morning. And I heard, as I walked out of the church doors, I heard the Holy Ghost tell me not to take the interstate. Guess what I did? I took
the interstate anyway.
I took the interstate, and there they had set up a roadblock. In this roadblock, of course, they stop you. They ask you for your license and your insurance. I had insurance, but I did not have my new insurance card in my vehicle at the time. And we weren't as advanced or as they are now where they can just automatically pull it up and see if you have insurance. So the trooper, he stopped and was like, good evening, ma'am. You know, we're checking. And he went on with his spiel, and he asked me for my license, my registration, and my insurance. Well, me not even knowing that it was not my new card, I gave the officer my license, my registration, and an expired insurance card. And I knew it was God because he just looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, okay, you have a good night. I said, you too, sir. And when I realized, when I pulled up, I was like, I gave this man a wrong. But it was God. Even though I went the way that he told me not to go, he still covered me.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so you basically answered this question in the beginning, but I'm going to still ask it. Were you nervous? You said it scared you. What would you say to individuals that have that fear? You don't want to not have your spirit open and shut down and say, oh, I don't want to experience that. I don't want to hear that, because you may miss what God wants to say to you, or what God wants to speak to you, to pray about anything. What would you say to a person that fears the voice of God?
Do not fear the voice of God. He is only going to guide you, direct you, and help you. You know, we're always told that warning comes before destruction, and it
Amen.
Does. Sometimes we may have to go through things that God has told us not to do, and we did it anyway, and then we say, okay, that was God really speaking to me. And, you know, it was situations like that for me that I became extremely familiar with his voice.
Amen. And we know that the anointing does one of two things. Sometimes when the individuals are not in a position or they're not ready to receive God, it will draw or it will push away. God is not going to allow the enemy to come in and contaminate your spirit. So what would you say to individuals, or did you feel convicted when you heard the voice of God? If God spoke to you and told you, say you were in your mess, and God spoke to you and gave you specific instructions on what to do. When you heard that voice, did you feel conviction? Were you convicted? Did you change immediately? Explain to the saints of God and everyone just basically how you felt and where did you go from there.
Me, and I'm just speaking from my experience, yes, I was extremely convicted, especially when it came to relationships, purchases, you know. God will give you extremely specific instructions on what not to do and what to do. And right now, I am in a place in my life that I am not perfect by no means, but I know the voice of God. I listen to the voice of God. You know, warning comes before destruction. You know, I've been called because I have the gift of prophecy. You know, people will talk about you. They will, you know, they call you out of your name. They call you're lying, you're a witch. You're this and you that, because they don't understand. And people who don't understand, you know, the Bible clearly states that my people will perish for a lack of knowledge. You have to read your Bible. I know it's hard for some people, because if you're anything like me, I am a working mother / grandmother, you know, but even at night, as I began to lay down some nights, I would turn on my audio Bible. And normally at night, you can absorb and learn so much because you're peaceful, you're calm. There is nothing that, you know, that really bothers you at night if you're like me. Because when I lay down and before I lay down and I pray and I ask God to give me peace and give me understanding and wisdom and knowledge. So me personally, yes, he will convict you, but I try not to get convicted because I try to follow his commandments. Even living as a single woman, you know, I am careful if I date and who I date. I really pray and stay before God because I want to know that this is the person. You know, after you've gone through so much and bad relationships, yes, you become convicted. You always think about what happened in this situation and what happened. I'm not saying hold on to your past. That's not what I'm saying, because you cannot hold on to your past and walk into your future. But your past was a learning lesson. So, you know, yes, it comes to convict and not to condemn. So, you know, I was always told when you know better, you do better.
Amen. And thankful God, just to, as far as scripture goes, Psalms 119 and 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So don't ever think that because God has spoken to you and you didn't do something correctly or you didn't listen the first time. God is a gentleman. He is a gentleman. But he will definitely keep his hands on you. He will definitely guide you. Definitely guide you along the way. So I would advise, as far as my experience with hearing the voice of God, was different. I always tell people the perfect example for me was to say, man, I should have followed my first mind. And I know that that was the Holy Ghost speaking to me and definitely speaking to my spirit, letting me know that, hey, this is what you should have done the first time around. And I always tell people that is the easiest way I can describe it to someone that has not heard the voice of God. I should have followed my first mind. Follow your first mind, because your first mind is God speaking. You don't ever want to get wrapped up or misconstrued by any other voice, because familiar spirits, the enemy definitely will come in. I've dealt with tormenting spirits and different things speaking to me that I know was not of God. And when it comes to that, you know then that God is yet moving, because the enemy only attacks when he sees greatness. And if that's what God has placed in you, that is what God has placed in you. And you just have to learn how to fight. So I would definitely say keep the scripture, put the word of God on it. Quote your scriptures. I'm not an individual that I do not know the Bible by memory from beginning to end, but I know how to go into the Bible. I know what scriptures go with what, and you fight the enemy with the word of God.
Amen. Even as I was preparing and I was sitting and speaking to God and praying, and, you know, I knew that I wanted to speak on hearing the voice of God. But I also, as relating to women, it took me straight to Proverbs 31. And,
Amen.
You know, I read verses 10 through 31. And it began to really speak to my spirit. And, you know, everyone is not perfect. You're going to make mistakes. Do not beat yourself up over mistake that you've made, as we all have. I am no better or no less than you. I had gone through the fire and didn't smell like, came out smelling smokeless. You know, I've had ups and downs. I've had, you know, I'm human. We're all human. But I began to, and it just stuck in my spirit. And verse 10 states, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Meaning, you're going to have ups and downs in your relationship. One thing that I always look for is if someone tries to date me, the first thing I watch to see is if they're respectful. That's my first thing, if they're respectful. I look to see, you know, after talking to someone for 20, 30 minutes, I can pretty much, you know, I can tell if you're a liar, if you are, you know, if you want to be, as they call, a ladies' man or a player, whatever you want to call it. You know, so ladies, I would just advise you always, always pray that God gives you a spirit of discernment, so that you will be able to distinguish. And some hurt we don't have to go through. We bring it on ourselves because of disobedience. You know, and with disobedience, there are going to be consequences. And we try not to go. Me, I'm going to speak for myself. I try not to suffer the consequences. I try to listen. There are going to be some places you can't go. There are going to be some people that, and you know, just you can explain it to them, or you don't have to explain it to them, because you don't owe anyone an explanation except God. You know, you can't hang around everybody. The places and the things that you used to do, you can't do that anymore. You know, either you're going to be hot or cold. There's no lukewarm. If you're going to walk with God, you're going to walk with God. And I'm a living witness. You know, I was a divorced mother of three, had nothing, left everything, because I was not going to go back and forth with my ex-husband about who was getting this, you know. So I started over, and God has truly, truly blessed me. You know, I always learned, my grandmother, even as a child, she would tell me, faith without works is dead. And, you know, I learned so much from her. And I laugh because I was a very young child at that time. But I'm seeing things come to pass that my grandmother spoke to me. So, you know, this is just a time that we really, really have to stay before God. And you're going to have to learn his voice, because once you learn his voice, you will be amazed at the blessings that are going to start flowing at the, you know, because your blessings come through obedience. I don't care. I can sit and give you a word all day long. I can prophesy to you and tell you God said, daughters out of this, and he's going to bless you with this, and he's going. But if you are not obedient, you will not receive those things.
Amen.
But when you hear, you know, God, he will guide you. You will become very familiar with God's voice. As to whether you're sleeping, you're driving in your car, you know, you just wherever you are, God does not discriminate. He's omnipresent, and that means he is everywhere that you are, if you want him there. But he's a man that he's not going to force himself on you.
Amen.
And I'm just going to throw out some questions. When you heard God's voice, how did you know? This is your opinion. I've told you how I knew it was God. How did you know that it was actually God speaking to you?
Well, my first mind, as I said earlier, just to say, man, I should have followed my first mind. I knew that that was God speaking to me. I knew that when I laid down and it was quiet in the room, and I was praying, and I began to hear the instruction. And everybody's not going to receive God's voice the same way. You're not going to hear it the same way. You won't have the same experience. I believe that everybody's experience is different. But just to lay there and be praying, and that quiet, still voice spoke to me and guided me and led me directly into what I was praying. God told me what to pray about. And it began to, as I studied, as I began to be more attentive and pay more attention, that voice got more familiar to me. And I knew. And it got to a place, I got to a place where I didn't always have to be praying to hear God. I was, now, not to say that I didn't pray, but just if I was at work during the day or I needed instruction on something, I began to get that spirit of discernment. It began to really flow just from studying and being attentive and paying attention. I learned to hear God's voice clear, because I wasn't always, sometimes if I'm at work, I wasn't always in a position where I could pray if someone was in front of me or what have you, and I needed an answer right then from God.
Amen. Do you think that your visions and your dreams are a sign of God speaking to you?
I believe so. I think that God deals, as I said, with individuals differently. Some people may have more open vision. Some people may dream more. Some people may hear the voice of God more. I have had dreams where God, where I know it's been God, and God has shown me things, and I've prayed prior to, and God spoke to me and told me he was going to show me these things. So, yes, I do believe that God can speak to you that way. And that was very new for me at the very beginning when I wasn't really familiar with God's voice. I saw a lot more. Because that's how God, at that time, God deals with you differently. When you're a baby in Christ and different things, and he's gonna move differently. Everyone's different. No one will have the same anointing. No one will have the same, you won't have the same views. You won't have the same opinions on things. You won't interpret the Bible the exact same way. But that's what makes us unique. And I believe that you can teach the same scripture someone else can, and you both get two different meanings out of it, two different understandings out of it. Not saying that you're not, and you will still be on one accord. That may not, how they gave it to Shirley may not be how they gave it to Dave. It could be completely different. But God got his message across through both of those individuals, just in a different way, and they were able to reach people differently.
Amen. Explain for some of those that may be listening that don't know what open visions are.
Open visions. Well, I have been sitting on the sofa. I've been reading a book. And if God wants me to pray about something or something's about to go on, I have dealt with that where I've seen different things in spiritually. And the first time it happened, it scared me because I didn't know. In my mind, I'm thinking, like, am I crazy? I'm seeing such and such.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to pray. I had to get an understanding. I had to speak with some individuals that were in God that know, some experienced saints. And I don't think it's anything wrong with asking and someone assisting. There's constructive criticism. I mean, there are different ways to handle individuals. And I do believe, like, thank God I had people in place that were able to explain this to me because I had never dealt with it. And these individuals had already been through that. So I was able, mm-hmm. that I had someone that I could go to and ask, like, okay, can you tell me what this is? Pray with me and let me know, let me get some understanding as to what it was I saw and what I was, what I'm dealing with.
Amen. And just if there are any listeners that would like to dial in and ask questions, you can call 858-357-9137. Again, so as you begin to hear God's voice more and more, was there a much better understanding from the time that God first began to speak to you until now?
Absolutely. That voice gets clearer, it gets more keen, and it gets more stern, because now I'm not in a position for God to say, well, you need to do this, and then I go the other way and just ignore it, because I know that that was God speaking to me. So he would deal mm-hmm. with me differently because I know better. And when you know better, just as you said earlier, you do better. So he would deal with me. He may not deal with the next individual the same way he would deal with me, because I know that individual may not know.
And could you give them a little insight on dreams and visions? Because a lot of people don't know, and I had to learn as well, because I didn't understand the difference between dreams and visions, because I've been told, and as I was taught, visions normally come to pass. Some dreams may, but is there a difference? Do you think that there is a difference between dreams and visions?
I think there is a difference. I have not studied a lot concerning dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I've done more studying with vision and just how, I would say this, I read a book called The Seer in You, and the book began to, it really opened my eyes and gave me some understanding concerning vision. I have mm-hmm. not, I do believe that they are different, because the enemy torments you just as well as God can speak to you. I've had tormenting dreams, and
mm-hmm.
I know they were not of God, and I know they were not from God. So it's just at a place with that, I would say that you would need to study, get more into the word. But I do recommend that book. I do recommend The Seer in You. It is a very, very basic, it's a very good way to learn about visions if you're new to it. I would say that it's a workbook. It helps you. It really spoke to my spirit concerning visions, and it helped me deal with the torment dreams I was having as well. So I would say absolutely it does help a lot. When it comes to visions and dreams, they are very different. They're two very, because you can have an open vision and be awake, be wide awake, and something may come before you.
Amen.
A dream, naturally you'll have a dream as you're sleeping, and it won't always be from God. I will tell you that it will not. I've had tormenting dreams. I've had all kinds of, and when the enemy uses that as a weapon, I believe, to torment sometimes, especially when God has spoke a word or someone has spoken something into your life and you've received that good news, the enemy will come behind you and attack you with something. And you just have to get in a place where you know that it's not, that is not of God. You rebuke the devil and he'll flee. That's how I feel about that situation. And as far as dreams, so I haven't really studied a whole lot concerning dreams. I've done more of the vision side, so I'm more familiar with vision.
And does God, he communicates in many different forms. Could you kind of, and it's often through our mind, can you kind of explain to the listeners what we mean by he communicates in many different forms? You know, like you said, dreams, visions, a spirit of discernment, he will just flat out talk to you, and you think that you're crazy, and you're not. So be still and listen, because, you know, the Bible clearly states that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice we shall not follow. We Amen. Have to renew our mind. We have to, and I'm so guilty, I don't get in my word like I should. You know, life happens sometimes, which is no excuse, because God is a jealous God and he don't want any man before him. But we are human, and I'm not perfect. I'm going to speak for myself. Sometimes I'm not in my Bible the way that I should be, but I pray every day, all day. The more that you get into your Bible, and if you purchase handbooks, the more familiar you will come, because when God sees that you're doing your part and you're spending time with him, he will begin to talk to you more. He will begin to show you more. I used to try to come in and have a set time every day that I would come in and read my Bible. And I would read my Bible, come in, do whatever I had to do as far as my home. And at night, this is just me, I noticed the more time that I put in with God during the day, at night, the more God would show me. You know, whether it was to warn me for someone, or to give me instructions, or to show me a blessing, or just things that are even going on in the world. So to hear him, you're going to have to get in his presence and get in his word. I love the outdoors. I would get up and sit on the front porch early in the morning, and that would just be my time that I would speak with God when I first moved in my home. And the more I began to speak and spend time with him again, the more he began to show me. What advice and what's something that you could recommend for people that are trying to build a closer relationship with God? What are some things that they can do to begin to recognize his voice and hear his voice more? And, you know, because the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding. What are some things that could tell them to, you know, to help prepare them to learn that little quiet, still voice? Because it is a still voice until he's upset, and he will be firm with you.
Right. Jeremiah 33:3 states, call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. I wanted to read that scripture just to let you know that this is God's word. I do believe in, you have to stay in his presence. The only time, just like you're getting to know an individual, the only way that you'll get to know God is if you call on God. You pray. You fast. You pray. You Amen. Study. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved. So I do believe in that. I believe that you have to stay in his presence. That you have to trust God. You have to trust him.
Amen.
You definitely have to trust him. So I would say just staying in his presence. Even if you're not familiar, I remember starting off praying, and I said, well, God, I was Catholic. I was a Catholic girl, and if anyone on this line, they are familiar with what I'm talking about, to go from being Catholic to hearing God and to speaking into individuals' lives, it's completely different. So I had to study. I had to stay in God's presence. And even if you're new to it, turn on some gospel music through your house. Set the mood. Set the atmosphere. Get in a place. Get in that quiet. Take you, if it's 15 minutes a day, if it's 10 minutes a day, if you start off with 5 minutes a day, it's 5 minutes that you have sat and prayed, meditated on the word of God. God honors that. That you take time, that you sit down, and you ask that you take time and create your atmosphere. You will get out of the Bible what you put into it. If you study, if you read it, you'll get more familiar with your fight. You get more familiar with how to fight spiritually.
Amen.
You don't want to ever let the enemy try to cheat you out of your destiny. So I would definitely say just create that atmosphere and keep moving. Make it a habit. Just like we have other habits. We may come in our home and sit down and watch TV for an hour or 2 hours. Cut down on that. Cut an hour. Cut 30 minutes. Cut 20 minutes and say, well, this is 20 minutes. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to open my Bible. I'm going to read. I'm going to talk to God. If that's 20 minutes, if that's all you have, whatever time you have, no one knows your situation. We all, this is life, we all get wrapped up, we get tied up with things, things come at you. And it's going to be hard, and I'm not going to tell you it's not going to be a struggle, because everything that can possibly come at you is going to come at you when you say that I'm going to sit this 20 minutes aside. Every day at 20 minutes, Susan going to call you because she has something she needs to talk to you about.
Amen.
It's going to be 20 minutes where your kids call and they need you right away. It's going to be 20 minutes where you remember something. Oh, I need to do this. I mean, the enemy will cause you to have little distractions. You just have to learn how not to waver. And it'll get easier. Amen. It'll get easier day by day. You will start, it will become routine to you. Once it becomes routine to you, then when you don't read, you're gonna miss it. It's going to bother your spirit.
Yes.
Because you're going to say, well, I didn't get my word for the day. I didn't get my prayer for today. I didn't do this. If I haven't prayed by certain, I try to pray consistently at the same time every day. That's my prayer time.
Amen. And even as you were speaking, God began to speak to me, and all I can hear him saying was study to show yourself approved. If you're
Amen.
New to wanting to get closer to God, me, I started off, I would read 15 minutes a day. I would be like, okay, Lord, I would pick up my Bible. What do you want me to read today? What scripture do you have for me today? And the more time that you spend with God, he already knows what you're going through. He will send you to a scripture that will help you get through your situation. He will send you to a scripture that will deliver you. Because God is, he's not a mean God. And he knows, he will correct you, excuse me, because I get corrected all the time. And my problem is not telling people and not speaking what God is telling me to tell them. Because everyone is not going to be receptive of what, they want to hear the good things, but the correction, they don't want to hear. But I had to get in a place, because I know that I hear his voice, and I have to say what God is saying, and I'm not going to be rude, because I've gone through so much, and I've been talked about across the pulpit. I've been, you know, just everything, and I was like, God, why did you allow me to go through so much? And I heard when I asked him, why did he allow all of those preachers to talk about me across the pulpit? And the Holy Spirit told me, I allowed you to go through that so that you would know how not to treat my people. And I began to cry because I don't have that kind of heart. But I thank God that I have learned his voice. And, you know, distractions, yes, they come every day, all day. Because the enemy is out to kill and destroy, you know. So I have to really stay in a place, especially when the hand of God is on your life. And even if it isn't on your life, this is life. You're going to have trials and you're going to have tribulations. But again, I promise you, the closer that you get to God and you begin to recognize his voice and you lean not to your own understanding and you follow his instructions, your life will be so much better.
Oh,
even as being, you know, a single woman, and I have a lot of coworkers, and, you know, we're in cubicles, so you can't help but hear their conversations. And I hear so many of them, and they're going through. But one thing I never hear is that, well, I prayed about it, or, you know, I'm asking God to speak to me, and this is not the time to not have a relationship with God. So many things that are in that Bible are beginning to come to pass, and you're going to have to know the voice of God. That's the only thing that's going to keep you. You're going to have to know God's voice. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to just stay in his presence. Because I do, because all that I've gone through, that is the only thing that has kept me thus far, was being in his presence.
Amen.
And, you know, I've raised 3 kids, 1 girl and 2 boys, and they're so totally different. But I thank God that the hand of God is on all of them, and they can hear clearly from God as well and understand it now. Even me, I'm still learning. I learn daily. What I don't ever be ashamed to ask questions. No one's perfect. I'm not a genius, you know, but if it's something that I do not understand, especially when God begins to speak to you, some things you're not going to understand. I had a vision about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I didn't understand it. And I was just praying and I was asking God, what were you trying to show me? What were you trying to show me? It was time, my daughter and I have a prayer time each night, and it was time to pray. As she was entering and we were getting ready to pray, I had an aha moment. God literally just showed me, and I laughed, and I was like, I told my daughter, I said, it literally took me 2 weeks to understand what God was trying to show me. And we just laughed about it. So, you know, don't be embarrassed. You're not going to understand everything at first. But everything that God does works together for the good of those who love the Lord. And the more that you begin to hear his voice again, the more that he's going to bless you. And I'm not even speaking on materialistic things. The more, it's just good. What I love about God is he will warn me. Warning comes before destruction. If I'm getting ready to do something, and I may not even know that I shouldn't be doing it, because some things become so normal and so familiar to you that you think it's okay, and it's not okay. You know, I thank God for the many warnings. And it's the little things that I just love God, because, you know, little things can turn into big things.
Amen. And thanks of God, just as she was speaking on that, Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So that is scripture, what she's speaking on. Whether she gave you a scripture or not, it is definitely scripture. And I just recommend, just as she said, if it's something that you do not understand, go to someone. Go to someone that you can trust. Everybody's not judgmental. Everybody's not going to speak against you. The only way that you, but the Bible says, and all you're getting to get understanding. The only way you're going to get understanding is
is if you study and if you seek God. That is the answer. So, like she said, don't be ashamed. Again, if you have questions, we can be reached at 858-357-9137. We spoke on giving out email addresses. Just even if you don't want to call in, next week we'll have that for you. As far as an email address where we can be reached and you can contact us if you like in private. You don't have to even give your name in that if you prefer not to. Any prayer requests that you may have, you're welcome to send it to that email. We're still new. This is only our second show, so we're still getting everything set up. Next week we will have an email address for you to start emailing any type of prayer request that you may have. And is there anything else you wanted to reiterate or speak on? And of course, we will have a continuation of this because it's a lot to cover in an hour. But we will continue next week. We'll touch on this and next week's subject as well. But we will continue on with hearing the voice of God because that's not something that we can just give you all the information you need in an hour. Tonight was more of a introduction, a conversation about it. We'll have more scripture on it next week. We'll be explaining a lot more next week. Was there anything else that you wanted to reiterate or speak on?
But next week, as you said, you know, we will have more scriptures because it is not easy because just as God speaks, the devil also speaks.
Amen.
And you have to be in a place that you know who's speaking to you. And again, as you said in the beginning, you know, you always say, I should have followed my first mind. That
Amen.
First mind is the God speaking to you. Because he warns us concerning everything, even though sometimes we don't listen and I'm guilty because you're so busy moving. And you're so busy working your job. I know that you have kids. You know, there are other things. Life just happens. And, you know, God is still speaking. Even though life happens, he's still speaking. But sometimes we don't always hear him.
Amen.
And when we don't always hear him, you know, here comes the consequences. But again,
Amen.
Next week, as she said, we will have email addresses. If you want to email, you're more than welcome. A flyer will be coming out soon. We chose to keep it just P31 Ladies instead of our names. But, again, all of that will be coming soon. And we're just here. We're open to, you know, we're not going to, I don't look down on anyone. I've been through so much. You know, my prayer every day is God, always keep me humble, and he has taught me how to treat his people because of what I've gone through. You know, whatever you say is in private and in confidence. You don't have to
Amen.
Worry about your business being made public. I don't do that. We'll never do that. I know how it feels for you to confide in someone, and that next Sunday's sermon is your business. You know, that's out of order. That's not of God. You know, church is to heal, not to hurt.
Amen.
And next week, again, we will continue, but it will be more scriptures on next week on hearing God's voice, as well as the email addresses. We will have those. We will have a flyer coming soon. And that's basically it for tonight's show. Chastity, you want to, we'll both pray. You want to start and we'll pray. And then we'll give them the opportunity again to, you know, if anyone has questions or anyone want to call in or.
Okay. Well, I will do that. Father God, we thank you for tonight's show on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, God,
yes,
for every listening ear on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for every
yes,
family member on tonight, Lord God. I speak to everyone on tonight, Lord God, in radio land, Lord God, every listener, Lord God. I ask that you continue to cover and protect on tonight, Lord God. We pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus on tonight, Lord God, that your word reach someone on tonight, Lord God, that they begin to flow on tonight, Lord God. That thing that they've been praying about on tonight, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for being a prayer answering God on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, God, for a move of your glory on tonight, Lord God. I bless you, God, for the shift in their lives on tonight, Lord God, that not many days tonight, Lord God. I thank you for order on tonight, Lord God. And, God, we just bless you on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for being a keeper on today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that yet others have made it on today, Lord God. Some didn't wake up this morning on today, Lord God. But, God, we just thank you for today on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for your continued strength on tonight, Lord God. We bless you right now, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that it is so on tonight, Lord God. We touch and agree on tonight, Lord God. That your word, Lord God, continues to dwell on the inside on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, God, for balance on tonight, Lord God. And we bless and we honor you on tonight, Lord God. And I thank you for your word on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. And even as you were speaking, even as last week, I keep hearing the name Tracy. Tracy, I hear the Holy Ghost saying it was not his will. That relationship was not in his will. You don't understand it. But his will. And I pray that God comforts you and mends your broken heart, Lord God. But I keep hearing your name, Tracy. It was not in God's will. It wasn't you and it wasn't him. It wasn't ordained. And anything that's not ordained, it will not happen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just keep hearing the name Tracy, and I'm hearing God say follow his instructions. Warning comes before destruction. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
They even tried to scandalize your name. Thank you, Lord. But I hear God saying he's going to make your name go. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, again, next week we will be using more scriptures on hearing the voice of God, and we will have email addresses. A flyer will be coming. Is there anything else?
No, we just want to, I know that on tonight we didn't give a whole lot of scripture, just don't want to bombard you too quick with too much information. It's overwhelming at first, so we're going to take our time. We're going to, whether we have to stay on one subject for 2 or 3 weeks or what have you, whatever it takes. We just want to let you know that we want to be relatable. You don't want to get in a place where you ever get too big to answer questions or be in a position, be vulnerable. I mean, we're human beings as well. So we have things that come up just as any normal individual does. So just this upcoming week, just try to focus. Try to focus. Start something new. Do something different. Take those 5 or 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever you prefer, whatever is comfortable for you to start off with. No one has the same schedule. No one knows what you have going on in your life but you and God. So just seek God on that and continue to pray. Be uplifted. And I always tell my mom to be great. I always mess with her, and I always say that, but I mean it. I mean it. So you look forward to what's ahead. Look forward to the week, the upcoming week. Should you have any questions or anything, you are welcome to call into the line. Phone number again is 858-357-9137. We're going to end shortly. We have about maybe 6 more minutes. Once she closes out, we're going to close out with prayer.
and we will release you in Jesus' name. So, Mom, you want to go ahead and close us out and pray?
Be encouraged. Don't let this has just been a learning experience to me. Don't let everything that everyone says get in your spirit, because it will discourage you. You know, no one is perfect. We make mistakes, you know. I was always told, just don't be a repeat offender, which means, you know what that means, do not keep repeating and making the same mistakes, you know.
Amen.
Just look to God. Stop telling everyone everything that goes on in your life, because sometimes people are not praying for you. They like what's going on. It's entertaining to them. Learn to talk to God more. You know, when I'm going through, yes, you know, sometimes my kids pick up on it and be like, what's wrong? Or, you know, but my first source has always been God. I go to God first.
Amen.
Because he's the only one who has all the answers. He's not going to judge you. He's not going to talk about you. He's going to give you what you need at that moment. And again,
Amen.
we thank you for tuning in. And next week, we will have a lot of information. You may want to have a pen and a pencil. We'll give out our email addresses and, you know, numbers that you can call in, or if you want to talk in private. All of that will be available and forthcoming to you.
Amen.
That's all basically that we have for tonight. And since you've already prayed, Chastity, no, we don't have to. I would just encourage anyone, even before you lay down tonight, just take 5-10 minutes. And I know that you're tired. I've fallen asleep reading my Bible. But, you know, there's also audio Bible. Just take some time and stay in God's presence. And again, we thank you for tuning in on tonight's show. And we will be back next week at the same time. And we will have, you know, more information on how to contact myself or my daughter, you know, if you just need to talk in private.
Amen. God bless you, saints of God.
God bless you.
We pray God continues to cover you and keep you. And thank you so much for listening.
Amen. And that's all we have.
Amen.
And now you have a
You've been listening
night.
To Breaking Chains. You've been listening to Breaking Chains with P31 Ladies on YAT Radio, where each week we discuss the importance of female self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.